Brian Finn, a former student of Luke O'Neill, is with us here with the Business News. Morning, Brian.
A slightly less successful biochemist. Britain's energy regulator, Gavin, has fined gas and electricity supplier SSE £10.5 million for mis-selling. It's the biggest fine ever imposed on an energy supplier. Ofgem said it had found failures relating to telephone, in-store and doorstep sales at every stage of the process, including at management level. Now, despite the global economic uncertainty, markets have been rallying of late, especially in the US, where markets hit fresh highs overnight. The last quarter saw the Dow in New York gain 11%. Europe's ascent has been less marked, however, with continued unease across the Eurozone weighing on sentiment. Mark Mernan, head of trading at Shelburne Markets, is here. Mark, why all the cheer in the United States, first of all?
Well, I think we've seen at the start of the year, we saw a resolution to the fiscal cliff problems, and then it's really followed on. I think we've seen some good economic figures, especially some good unemployment figures out of the States. So we have, you know, begun to see people believe that the US economy is beginning to stabilize and, you know, maybe even improve. And we've also got the backdrop of strong levels of quantitative easing or asset purchasing from the Federal Reserve that is underpinning the market as well.
Europe situation not so upbeat, but hardly surprising, I suppose, following the reawakening of the crisis with Cyprus and Italy.
Yeah, you're seeing it really affecting the peripheral markets such as Spain and Italy. They finished the quarter down, whereas, you know, we saw quite a positive performance from certainly from the ISEC and also from the FTSE. I think there are certain investors are worrying over, you know, what has happened in Cyprus in relation to depositors being impacted. And it certainly seems like people are worried about investing in some economies such as Italy and Spain. And that is what has pulled back those indices.
Cyprus concluded its bailout negotiations yesterday. Can we expect a return to more normal trading conditions in Europe as a result?
Well, I think we certainly saw some resolution yesterday. It has to be discussed at a finance minister's meeting tomorrow in Europe, but it certainly seems that we're getting back to more normalised trading in Cyprus, which should help things in Europe as a whole. The Cyprus market, which had been closed for approximately 2 weeks, opened yesterday and finished down around 2.5%. Not really surprising, considering all that has gone on over there. Certainly, I think people are looking now towards what happens with the Italian elections as to whether, you know, we can get any sort of speedy move towards a government there. I know there were inconclusive elections there about a month ago or 6 weeks ago, and they're still trying to find a solution there. So that will certainly be something that will be looked at closely in Europe.
Looking at the bond markets across Europe, some normal interest rates came in the last few months, but a little bit of upheaval over the last few weeks again. Can we expect a return to normality there?
Well, we saw Italian yields, which have been very closely watched, obviously, on the back of those elections. They were up in quarter one. After 2 months, really, you know, back end of last year and the start of this year, that were positive for Italian bonds. We've obviously seen a move back in with bond yields rising. I think, again, it's going to depend on what happens with Italy. It's also going to depend on what happens maybe with Slovenia. That's something that's being talked about now as a possible next country that might need some assistance. So I think those are the things that are going to be watched, and those are the things that are going to be driving European bond yields.
There's been some speculation in recent days of an imminent rate cut from the ECB, perhaps as early as tomorrow. How likely is that to come about?
I think it looks, you know, the markets, you know, think it is unlikely. I think what will be important tomorrow will be what has to be said in the press conference afterwards. That's always what's closely watched, and that will give indication of possible rate cuts and where they are coming down the line, or any movement in rates at all. It will also give, I suppose, a view on the overall economy in Europe and how things are performing there. We have seen, you know, kind of some good, some bad economic figures out of Europe over the last couple of months. So it's hard to see any steady pattern in relation to growth returning in Europe at the moment.
And very quickly, looking ahead to Q2, a continued rally in the United States at the expense of Europe, perhaps?
Well, earnings are going to be the key driver in the next quarter. We're looking next week, earnings start with Alcoa on the 8th. I think that's really what's going to be, you know, in the short term, going to drive those US markets as to how those earnings are going to be. So they'll be closely watched from the middle of next week.
Okay, Mark Mernan of Shelburne Markets, thank you for that. On the currencies this morning, the euro buys $1.28 and just under 85 pence sterling on you.